Welcome back to another episode of the Jewish Moves Podcast. This week's episode is with the host of the Kiddush Club Podcast, a podcast that lets you get in on all the news you need to know and has occasional interviews giving you all the hype without making you miss a word of davening. Anonymous host of the Kiddush Club Podcast, welcome to the show. How are you guys?
What's
great,
doing,
how you doing?
Doing well. I guess we'll start where the podcast started, which is how did it start and what was the vision?
So I think the easiest way to describe it is we kind of felt like there was a lacking in the Jewish world for just, you know, regular, you know, family oriented, I mean, something that's safe for the whole family content that is just entertaining.
You know, it's funny how I have such a different view of it than he does.
What do you think?
Of course.
No, because here's the thing. We're friendly. We're friends. We're friends for 20 years, maybe a little less. But you know, I would only see him on Shabbos. We daven in the same shul. So I see him on Shabbos. But during the week, we would never bump into each other. So it would be like in the middle of the week, I would just, you know, we would call each other just to catch up. Schmooze. Like, what's doing? Just to schmooze. Anyway, these phone calls like ended up 30, 40, 50 minutes, hour and a half, and we were just laughing most of the time. And I kept saying, like, we should, like, why are we depriving the world of this? You know, we should put this out.
He did it for humanitarian reasons. He created the podcast. No, the truth is, I dabbled for years. I actually wanted to start a podcast. I wanted to do a regular news, political news podcast. And I looked into it, you know, a little bit, and the market is so saturated with it that I said it's ridiculous to even do it. So when he brought that up, I was like, wait a minute, I've always wanted to have a podcast. This is the perfect opportunity. So I'm kind of like acting as the producer, and he's kind of acting like the comedy.
What's the word for it?
It's interesting you mentioned that, because, you know, news podcasts are, there's like, you mentioned, it's like there's no end to them. And when it comes to Jewish podcasting, you know, people say they're all so similar, but you guys don't really have like a competitor or someone who does something similar. So it's funny how it turned out.
Well, yeah. When we were starting it, right, we had to think and put our heads to it as like, what direction do we want to go? Because there's so many directions you can go when it comes to a podcast. You can be a regular news podcast. You can try to be funny. You can focus it in, you know, on Jewish, to the Jewish world. So till we decided on the right balance of where are we going to hit the most people that are relevant to us and the most people that would appreciate the content, it took us a little bit.
Yeah. And you could hear it. You know, we've debated even removing our older podcast, because you can hear the evolution in the episodes. If you go from one episode to the next, you kind of see it until we've evolved into this, you know, Kiddush Club News for Jews. And I mean, our real goal is to just bring you some of the information that you may know, may not know, a different angle on it. And then just some silly stuff that, you know, that you may have seen in a status, or maybe, you know, you didn't. And, you know, it's just, you could chill out and just relax, and maybe you'll laugh here and there, and maybe you'll say, oh, wow, you know, I can't believe that. I didn't know that. And we do try to include in our episodes information that's actionable or interesting. So like we mentioned this ridiculous thing that I purchased called the bug assault. And it's this gun, this air gun that you put salt in and you shoot bugs with it.
Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah. You've seen it?
Not in person, but I've seen videos.
Right. Yeah. By the way, I'm the same as you. I've never seen it in person, because who's gonna lay down $50 for some toy gun that shoots salt? But of course it's him. Of course he had it when I came over.
And yeah, so I got this thing, and so we brought it up. And I think, by the way, anyone who sees this thing in action goes and buys one, because it's really, right? He tried it at a last session recording. And he's like, I'm sold. I'm taking this.
I did try it. It does work. Maybe for next year.
When you started the podcast, and even now, you're still anonymous. You know, the conversations you have aren't necessarily bad conversations, but I have heard from other Jewish podcast hosts who do have their names out that there are topics or ideas that they won't share on their show in order to make sure they're relevant to more communities and not be canceled and work, even if they have another job. Was that something that concerned you guys in the beginning? Or now?
I'm not answering that question. Next question. No, I'm just kidding. I've always wanted to say that. Like, I just had that Trump moment just now.
No, yeah, I was going to say, throw down the mic and get up, and walk out, and we're done. We are done, Akiva. We're done.
Wow.
You know what? It kind of happened organically. In the very, very beginning, what we said was we didn't want the podcast to be labeled in any particular way. And we didn't want to limit ourselves on what we were discussing, right? So if let's say everyone knew we were Hasidim, for example, and so maybe that's going to gear us towards a certain, you know, saying certain things, not saying certain things. We may say things that are, you know, mildly offensive, you know, and it's very different when everybody feels like you're one of them. You could really kind of say anything, and people don't really get offended. And you know, we're not looking to offend anybody, really. Chas v'shalom. We're not trying to offend anyone. We love all Jews, and we love non-Jews also. And we're not trying to offend anybody. But you know, sometimes it could get a little bit sticky. And so we just felt like we wanted to be free, and we didn't want to have to second guess ourselves. You know, if you remember, you know, right? excuse me. The very beginning, that was one of our concerns. Was we really didn't want to offend anybody, and we felt like this would be a way for us to just keep it, you know, totally relevant for everybody. Nobody gets offended. Nobody, you know, nobody labels us or labels the cast itself.
Basically, when your identity comes out, there are going to be people who are disappointed that they thought you were one of them and really you're just someone else.
You can never win. That's, by the way, that's my thing. You'll never make everybody happy. You know?
It's probably true. Yeah. I remember that. when your podcast just started, whenever I post on the Twitter page for Jewish Schmooze, I just scroll through, see what's going on. I remember seeing this page with a new podcast, like a chassid or a rebbe, and I was like, "There's no way that's the guy behind this account." And I was like, "I have to listen to find out what's going on." And
so yeah, you know, we got a lot of mixed reactions to that guy. He was our mascot for over a year.
Mascot, that's the word.
Yeah, he was our mascot, and
you bring him to the shoots.
I loved him, but after a while, people we just started getting hounded. Like, you guys really need to change it, and so we changed it.
But some people did love it. You either loved it or hated it. It was no middle ground.
You liked it, right?
Yeah.
Me too. We should bring him back.
He's still around. He's still around somewhere. Here he is. Hold on.
Shlomi, come on in. Nice.
Do you, when you release these episodes, you know, it's clear you get so much joy out of it and it was really started for fun. Do you track the stats and try to actively grow the show, or is it kind of just like whatever happens, happens?
No, we definitely track it. I mean, he tracks it more than I do, but both of us have a background that, you know, does involve some analytical data analysis. I actually enjoy data analysis, believe it or not, but we definitely track it, and we do want to grow it because why not? You know, we want it to be successful, and, you know, but at the same time, we are very much an organically growing podcast. You know, it's a tremendous amount of just homegrown, organic listening and word of mouth, that kind of thing. But yeah, who doesn't want to be successful? You know, we definitely want to be successful. And there's a certain amount of validation and vindication, I think, that we're looking for, because we constantly ask ourselves, like, is anybody enjoying this?
Right. Like, what are we doing? But the truth is, that's why I appreciate feedback so much, because it's something that's hard to come by. You know, you're talking about thousands of people listening to something that you've put your heart and soul into, and you know, and you want to hear, you want to know, like, are you enjoying it? If you're enjoying it, then I'm doing the right thing. Then I'm, you know, at least it's worth it. It's kedai for me if people are enjoying it, you know. And it just gives you a different head, like. You know, when you're sitting and listening, everybody's the biggest critic, you know, everyone's like, well, I don't know if I would give that 5 stars or 4 stars, maybe it's a 3.5. Like, when you realize that when you become a content creator and you realize the energy and the effort that goes into it, you start to see other digital creators in a different light. Like, I'll go to every single Jewish podcast and just give it 5 stars sight unseen. Because because you want this to continue. Like, you need to give people the energy. You need to give people the positivity to continue their creations and to continue putting stuff out for the Jewish world. If nobody gave feedback, that whole well dries up. So, I don't want to say I've lowered my standards by just giving out, you know, 5 stars everywhere, but it's such an important, feedback is such an important part of the equation that you can't ignore it.
And I think people don't realize, so he mentioned he puts his heart and soul, but, you know, each session that we do, obviously, there's a ton of content. And then, you know, we edit that gets edited down and edited down into something that's coherent. Most of the time it's coherent, sometimes not so coherent. But I mean, we do, in all honesty, spend a lot of time laughing. And we have to cut that stuff. You know, there'll be a joke, and there was a joke that was said, organic joke, and we spent like a good 30 seconds, just the two of us, just laughing and laughing and laughing. And we just cut that. You know, obviously we cut it, but I don't know how many people know. I'm not sure if you know, Akiva, but at the end of the podcast, after, you know, we have like the outro, you know, like, oh, thanks for listening, whatever. We usually include a cut that didn't make it on. Either, you know, sometimes it's a blooper, sometimes it's a cut. Did you ever notice that?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
a lot of people just shut it off once they start off hearing the end music coming.
Yeah, it's not, like, all right, I don't stick around for so long after that.
So right. Now you know a secret. There's always a cut that didn't make it. And sometimes it's a blooper, and sometimes it's just a bit that we didn't include for whatever reason.
Just 30 seconds of laughter.
Exactly. If you go back to the last episode, the Elon Gold episode, that is my favorite. He's going to kill me for saying this. That was my favorite. I listen to it now, and I just start laughing again.
Because it's me. It's full disclosure. It's me just going through the outro and just making mistake after mistake. It's like sometimes you get marbles in your mouth.
I don't know what was going on that day. He could not get it out. And it took literally 10 minutes, 10 full minutes.
It was
minutes.
Not that long.
It was 10
not,
minutes.
It was not 10 minutes.
You want me to share the file? I'll share my screen right now and show him the file. It was 10 full minutes for a 10-second recording. 10 minutes.
And so,
let no one say that this is an easy job.
That's why he gives 5 stars to everybody.
Yes.
Because I know what it takes.
Yeah, well, we'll discuss the interviews, but I'll just make a point before that. I think, you know, one of the advantages you have over other Jewish podcasts is you have a continuity when it comes to your episodes. I mean, every episode people turn on, and obviously the news is new and the jokes are new, but it's always like the same idea as opposed to other podcasts where you're interviewing someone. Someone might turn on to hear the Kiddush Club, and then I'm going to have someone more serious on. And, you know, I interviewed a Rosh Yeshiva today, so they might not want to hear that, as opposed to you guys. Like, even when you interview different people, and we'll discuss this now, I guess, like Jake Turks or Elon Gold or Ellie Kligman, they're not all the same person, but, you know, like, you guys have like a stamp you put on it, and it really, so do you have a favorite interview?
I have to say, I mean, for me, the Elon Gold interview obviously was the best. It was the most fun. It was the most laid back. You know, I said this before, but when you're interviewing somebody, you don't know them from a hole in the wall. And it's like, it's almost like a shidduch date. It's like, okay, like, we're going to learn each other, much like this is, Akiva. And
you guys do a very good job of easing in the guest when you interview other people.
One thing we do is we've talked about, you know, which guests, you know, we're very selective about who we want to bring on. It has to be someone, and if it's going to be someone serious, it kind of has to fit in, like you said, it has to fit in with our whole MO. Like, it has to mesh. And, you know, it's usually someone that, so I'll give you an example. You mentioned who was your favorite guest. So I really enjoyed our interview with Rabbi Hul, believe it or not. And that was totally not the usual, but it was because part of it was, you know, it hit me closer to home only because I had been reading his books, and I thought it was super interesting. But it has to make sense for our audience. We're not looking, you know, we could have a Rosh Yeshiva theoretically, but it kind of doesn't make so much sense with the brand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so we are selective in who we want to bring on. Just to mention another one, we brought in Nidal, who was the ex Secret Service guy for Netanyahu. And, I had a conversation with him and I was blown away. And I said, I was just thinking in my head, like, we talk a lot about Israeli politics and this is super interesting. And we can roll with this guy. You know, we can have a fun time. And I think we do. You know, our goal is to really have fun, always have fun. P.S. I saw Nidal recently after that recording, and we got such an amazing response to that episode. We weren't sure because it deviated from the brand slightly. We got such an amazing response, and I told him that, and I said, but you need to come back on and give us the real goods. You know, everybody wants to hear about you crashing through a house in Gaza, you know, taking a, and he's like, no, I can't do the accent, but he's like, no, I can't, you know, I can't do that. I'm like, but that's what we want. That's what everybody wants to hear. You know, like that stuff is amazing. It's just amazing content. You know, the better the content, I think people just respond to it.
How do you pitch your show to guests? Like, do you say like, we have fun and we talk and like, we want you to be part of the fun?
It's a great question.
I mean, I do a lot of the pitching. I mean, I wouldn't say most, but I would say it's even. But
you probably do most. Yeah, I think you do. But
it's most. To me, I just tell them, look, it's not serious. It's laid back. It's enjoyable. We're gonna have fun. Most of the time, our guests are like having the time of their lives, and you know, it's just a chemistry that just happens, which is why, you know, we're doing this over Zoom, but my preference is, and my guests will know.
I'm just going to mention that.
My guests will know. My preference is not to do Zoom.
Yeah.
Because you can't recreate the chemistry that you'll get when you have three people sitting in an actual room together. Like, this is a Zoom and it's going great, but how could you compare it to being actually in person in a room with people? Like, when we go back to the Meaningful People episode that we did with Nachi and Yaakov Langer, then, you know, they were like, all right, let's do this on Zoom. I'm like, no, we're not doing this on Zoom. We are going to make this happen. And I think in hindsight, it was the best choice, because that episode was amazing. And
Nachi ended up staying later than he said he would, right?
Yeah,
yes. Correct. Yes. Correct. And by the way, Modi said the same thing. When we had Modi, he was planning to give us like 10 minutes. We could have got, you know, no, I can't. I have a very strict schedule, whatever. We could have kept going all night. He was just enjoying himself, even though it sounds on that episode like, you know, because he's bashing us the whole time, like he was angry. We weren't sure until like we shut the mics and we're like hugging, and he's like, oh, that was amazing. I loved it. You know, so yeah, our goal is to have a good time between ourselves. So when we have a guest on, we want them to have a good time also. So I'm much more open to the Zoom because, I mean, let's face it, we're all living the Zoom life now after COVID. But I do agree that there's definitely a chemistry that you can't get over Zoom. And I mean, I think we're all experiencing it even in the workplace, right? It's like everybody wants to make believe that Zoom is now totally all there is, but it's really not true, because that human interaction, you're never going to get it. You're never going to get that same human interaction.
One of the things that's a consistent on your show as a topic is food, whether it be beef jerky or drinks at a kiddush or something else. Have you ever considered starting a food brand, especially after Naftali Status told you he would market the beef jerky brand?
I would love to. Honestly, would love to. I love food. I love food. I cook. I create. I would definitely love to. And I have, yes, I've thought about it. I thought about specifically starting with making salad dressings.
Wait, when did this occur? Because you didn't run any of this by me. And if you want to use the Kiddush Club brand on any of your product, I got to be involved.
So for years, I've thought about releasing food products and producing food products, because it is a passion of mine also. So when Naftali mentioned it, you know, it went in and it ran around the brain. I think we just don't have the time, but I think it might be something we do in the future, because I'm down. I am so down. I can make you some wicked salad dressings aside from everything else that I create. Obviously,
I would love to see a Kiddush Club beef jerky, because that's a no brainer.
Well, you know,
I make a wicked
beef jerky. Is that not true?
Oh, wicked is not the right word, but yeah. Well, maybe it is the right word.
It's funny that you said salad dressing, because I was thinking like Kiddush Club is like that's like a brand name that someone could dream of. And you go to Kiddush, like, when's the last time you've looked for a salad dressing at a kid?
So it's not just that. So you know what? Salad dressing / dips. I'm a big fan. I became a big fan of dips. You know, I love dips. And I've been dabbling lately, because they work at Kiddush's. By the way, this started, part of how it started was we have a kiddush. The two of us have been part of a kiddush for years, and oftentimes I would be the host of the kiddush, and I would bring my own homemade items, and everybody's like, "Oh, let's see what's going to be this week." And you know, so it, that, when we were thinking of a name for the podcast,
yeah, that's the that? One. Yeah, I remember. I remember you called me because we had the podcast idea and we didn't know, you know, we need a name. I don't know. What are we going to call this? And then just that same week, out of the blue, he calls me. He just calls me. I pick up the phone. Hello. He goes, Kiddush Club. I go, I like it. Oh, wow. I think that's going to work.
Very nice. That's yeah, it's good. The whole food brand, I think, really, that would be a good time also to reveal your like yourselves, because that could. It's like media traction, and then you're like, by the way, we're also like
right, that's true.
Right, I did.
So we won't reveal until the Kiddush Club product comes out, then we'll create this whole buzz.
Yeah.
I like it. I like where you're going.
Put,
with
like
this,
stickers Akiva. Of your faces inside the beef jerky, and that's how you want to know who we are. Buy the beef jerky.
Buy it.
You get a sticker also.
So it's funny, we actually approached a product, a certain product. I don't want to mention too much because I guess it gets sticky, but we approached about being the official product of the Kiddush Club, and yeah, and so this person, this entrepreneur, was like, actually, I was planning on doing a podcast exactly like the Kiddush Club, so I'm not going to be
endorse
your
or sponsor, right?
Yeah, your sponsor or your, and the reason we wanted to do it was because it made sense, you know, it makes sense.
Match the brand, yeah.
Yeah, no, and like we're consuming this product all the time. So like, hey, you know, you should be with us. You know, we should be doing this together.
Right. It would make sense for a brand that you see at Kiddush to be sponsoring the Kiddush Club. You know,
right. You went to Manischewitz about the gefilte dogs. That's what it was.
Yes. You know, did we ever, I think we never released, right? We never released that episode where we talked about the gefilte dogs.
I don't remember.
Got released. Yeah.
Do you hoard episodes before you release them? There's just like a ton of.
No, we don't. We can't, because
it's timely. Yeah, it's news.
Timely.
Saying, like the gefilte dogs. I mean, people know what you're talking about, but it doesn't hit the same now even as it would have a month ago.
So I think that's what happened, by the way. I think it was recorded and we kind of missed the window. And so we said, you know what? Forget it. It's not funny anymore. Like this is passe. And so we never released. I think that's what happened. So that's part
archives.
Of the, it's tricky because we, you know, it's kind of like a pressure that we have. Because we want to touch on, you know, the timely information, but at the same time, because of that, we can't hoard. We can't go and record a whole bunch and then just like release them. So it becomes tricky. We can do it. We do that sometimes when we have guests. That then it becomes easier.
Right. Yeah. Most of the time a guest won't be really so timely. It's not really time sensitive. So, you know, we could save those episodes and release them as they come. But otherwise, it has to be current.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I guess we'll, I'll ask one more question. Then after that, we'll do the last question. Where? What's the plan? I guess we mentioned food and marketing, but in 5 years, is the hope to still have the Kiddush Club and just more food? Or is there like an idea for the future, what we can look forward to?
One of our original, if you notice at the end of the show, we do say, you know, copyright Kiddush Club Media. And so our goal was not only to create this particular podcast, but it was to create content for the Jewish world, not just Kiddush Club podcast, but, you know, and the truth, you know, who's doing it really, really well is Yaakov Langer. You know, he keeps growing his brand and growing the
living
content.
L'chaim.
Yeah. Living L'chaim. He's doing great with it. And I guess we'd be somewhat similar to that, very different content, but in a similar vein, to have, you know, just a whole bunch of different media that can be consumed. That's, you know, kosher media that, you know, Jews would like.
I would buy a board game, Kiddush Club podcast board game.
You're giving us a lot to think about here, Akiva. I got to write this stuff down right now, because Kiddush Club, the board game, I like it. I like
it. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. I guess we'll go to the last question, which is, you know, every episode ends the same, which is me. I think this is the first time you guys have been on a different podcast other than when you snuck onto the Meaningful People podcast. But even though you're anonymous, you're still asked different questions from different people. And in general, there's always questions people aren't asked that they wish they were. So looking back, and all the questions you receive. For you guys, it's a little different because you don't receive as many questions, I assume, about the podcast, although it does seem like you get a lot of feedback. What's a question, either both as one or individually, that you've never been asked that you wished you were, and what answer would you give?
If I could come back as any Jewish person in history, it would be... No, I'm kidding.
That would be good.
Wrong podcast. Sorry.
Doesn't fit the brand so well.
Shout out to Meaningful People. It's a good question.
So the question is, do I wish someone asked it to me, or do I wish somebody... asked it.
You wish someone asked it to you. The idea stemmed because, like, a lot of the guests who usually come on Jewish Schmooze, you know, they've been on like five other podcasts, and usually like some other podcasts, they're all the same exact thing. Like, you know, the questions are going to be asked before, and you go to like their concerts or their performances, or you look online and it's the same things like over and over again. And you have to know, like, these people, like, obviously they put out their content, but there's so much more that they have to say. So it's kind of supposed to be like a window into whatever they want.
You know, what's interesting is that when we do have a guest, I'll try to consume as much information that they have out there as possible. Like, for instance, Nissim Black, right? When we put out the Nissim Black episode, there was so many podcasts with him out there. So I went and I listened to each one, you know, and you're right. It's the same story over and over, you know, and I go from there and say, okay, now that I've got all that intel and I have all this information, now what else do I want to know? Right. Or what else do I think people would want to know? And that's how we go, you know, that's how we'll approach an episode, by saying, what do people not already know about this person? You know, and there are, and in the same vein, there are people that we would probably have on as guests, but they're so saturated, I can't even think of anything else I would want to know about this individual. Like, there's one person I'm thinking of, I'm not going to mention the name.
Say it. Say it.
No, I'm not going to bend to this pressure. This is bullying. There's one person, and it's like I've heard everything out there. It's like, I can't even think, like, what else anybody could even want to know about this individual. So like, when, you know, when it came up and when it was a reality to have him on, I was like, I can't do it.
So, yeah, it's funny. Yeah. We spoke recently about who I call the Rebbe, Ben Shapiro. And, you know, he's, you know, I'm a huge fan. Yeah, I've been listening to him for years. And when we spoke about him, you know, I said the truth. It would be a little hard to have him on right now because he has a very specific brand and very specific content. And how do we approach it with our brand, with Kiddush Club? We could, but we definitely don't want to be a Me Too podcast. You know, we definitely don't want to be a Me Too podcast. But I think, I mean...
Well, I think what you need to mean is we just don't want to be redundant, you know?
Yes.
So we don't want to have the same content. Here's the same content that somebody else brought you 2 months ago, and now it's from us. We're not into that.
Yeah. I mentioned it to Ellie Klugman when I interviewed him. His episode came out already, but every single... I also listened to all the episodes the guest has been on, and every single episode said Sandy Koufax, and every single time he's like, not really, like, I don't think so. So I, and then also when I asked him this last question about what's a question you wish people asked you, he's like, people always ask me, like, what are the challenges of the traveling? He's like, nobody ever says, what's the fun? So that was also like a good reminder. Like, sometimes you have to see, like, what's everyone being asked and what's the thing they're not being asked.
Right. And
I don't know.
When we did the Ellie Klugman episode, we did it with AY because neither of us are baseball mavens. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look, I have the basics of the game. You know what I mean? I know that there's three bases and then a home plate, but we, you know, on that one, it was at the time, it was an important person and an important subject. And we also knew that we couldn't handle it. Like, I don't know what to ask this man. I have no idea. Like, I don't know.
That's why you asked him about seeing Asher Yotzer in the locker room.
That's why we needed AY. AY brought knowledge, and he brought his humor, and he made that a great episode.
So do either of you want to answer, or what's a question you wish you were asked that you've never been asked, and what answer you would give?
So I'll tell you, the question I wish I get asked is, can I sponsor your episode? You know?
That's good. Is there anything you can't promote?
Of course there is. I'm not going to go into what those things are.
Salt guns for killing flies.
Those are okay. That kind of violence we're okay with. You know, flies are out for your blood. So it's okay if you spill theirs.
Uh-huh. Probably would you feel bad promoting beef jerky knowing that one day you're going to overtake the company?
You know what? I would feel oddly at ease with that.
Oh, okay. What about you?
Yeah, so I guess it would probably just be, I feel like a lot of times we have guests on. And so for me, I always wonder, like, what was it? And, you know, what did you expect? And where did you end up? For example, as I mentioned Modi, you know, like, I would have loved to have talked a little bit about what he thought of us before and after. And like, and, you know, what did you expect coming here? And now that you've done it, like, what did you think? Like, what did you think of us? How would you, and even constructive criticism, to tell you the truth, I would love, and we didn't really get into it, but I would have loved to hear, even from Elon Gold, you know, he's done so much of it. I would have loved to hear some constructive criticism, because we definitely have where to go, you know? So I wish.
But yeah, I think you have to clarify from someone on that level. You know what I mean? This is not an invitation for criticism.
I had a list. I'm ready to start.
His ego is showing once again. His insecurity.
No. It's just, you know, if we had to read through every single email about every single nuance that someone doesn't like, we would never have time for an episode.
No, and we wouldn't be able to produce anything because there's no way that we could.
There has to be a certain amount of blind faith. Yeah. That just, no, I mean, having yourself.
Yeah, I mean, from people we respect, and, you know, from the
My guess is Modi liked it because he then started his own podcast, right?
Yes. So I mentioned that on the Elon Gold episode. I spoke to him about a week later, and he said, you know, how was it? How was the response? I said the response was unbelievable. Everybody loved it. And then, like, the following week, he started a podcast. There's absolutely no doubt that he started the podcast after experiencing ours together. There's no question. I never asked him this directly, but I will. But there's no question in my mind that that's why he did it.
I'm not 100% sold on that. I mean, I think it's possible, but, you know, you never know what's brewing in someone's head.
I guess he should invite you back probably now, right? He probably wants you to ask him.
Yes.
So you have to volunteer to him. But
that's a good idea. We should mention that.
Get a Mochi podcast. Return the attitude. just start off, you know, we interviewed Elon Gold recently and he went well.
He was super nice.
Well, didn't we just get someone on Twitter who said that we need to have a meeting of the minds where we have all three parties patch up all the bad
blood.
I love that idea. I think we should try to put it together. I think it would be amazing.
Definitely.
And at the meetup, you release your beef jerky.
Yes.
You need a big reveal.
Akiva, okay. you get free jerky for life.
Wow.
I'll take advantage. You might want to take that back.
By the way, that's 50%. You only get 50% because he's forgetting that I'm the other 50%.
I get half open bags.
You get all the returns.
Oh, yeah, well, thank you for coming on. I thought it was very enjoyable, very relaxed, and a good change of pace from the regular episodes where it's a little more, you know, we mentioned it before, the guest is a little more intimidating. You don't really know them. But thank you again for coming on.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having
us. Everybody check out the Kiddush Club podcast on all platforms, right? All platforms. You can follow them on Twitter. And in a few months, you could probably find them on Kiddush Club podcast, beefjerky.com.
So, that's right.
Buy the board game from Art Scroll and keep in touch with them. Okay.
Thanks, Akiva. This was a lot of fun.
Akiva. This is great.
Thank you for listening to this past episode of the Jewish Schmooze podcast. To get our latest updates and contact us, you can follow us on Twitter at Jews_Schmooze. If you want to sponsor an upcoming episode, you can reach out to JewsSchmoozeMarketing@gmail.com. And if you give us a 5-star rating on whatever platform you're listening on, that'll be tremendously appreciated. Thank you so much, and hope you're looking forward to the next episode also.